Blog Talk Radio.
I want to wrap up with an intro. Okay.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Boys, this tiny studio audience of ours sure sounds big, doesn't it? They put their whole hearts and souls into it. Welcome, everybody. We are just now starting the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We will be taking calls through blogtalkradio.com, and we'll also be taking calls through Facebook for those who may be international. We don't want you to spend an arm and a leg on roaming charges just to try to get into the show. So if you call Deborah Lee, and those of you who are on my friends list are able to do that, you'll be connected to us on the show here through the Facebook portal.
But not until we ask.
Right. Right. It doesn't have a hold feature.
You don't have a hold feature or anything really convenient like that.
You don't have to make it a video call. That's only if you'd like to. And we won't be turning this around so everybody will see you if you are on video. Otherwise, an audio call is just fine.
Yeah.
Now, for those who are brand new and are listening in or watching, I use, as the introduction said, an ordinary deck of playing cards. I'm showing them right now to the Facebook Live audience. This is important for you to know that this is not tarot. These are not oracle cards. They're not angel. They're not any of the, oh my goodness. There are so many systems out there. Excuse me. And this method is it kind of in its own class. I'd have to say. It's very literal, wholly dynamic. I mean, we are able in the present to view your future as you are following the path that you are on. However, you have the magnificent tools of choice and change where you can alter that path for the better rather than simply feeling like, well, oh, well, this is my future. This is what I'm stuck with. No, not by a long shot. So as we get started, those of you who have never done this before, remember, you're only a newbie with us once. Only a newcomer that one time. After that, you're one of the family with us. So I think that's all for my announcements.
Okay. I want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But I hope everybody has a good time. That's our disclaimer. That's our little disclaimer. You see a lot of the other shows on TV and radio. They have
we'll put that
out there. You got it in case some new person comes along and says, I just got a reading. So now I can alter my entire life based on
yep,
that
I'm
one.
I'm divorcing my husband.
Yep.
I'm going to Las Vegas and win a bunch of money or you know what I mean.
My luck is changing.
We don't want anybody taking their reading so literally that they forget, and I need to remind everyone that there are fluctuations from day to day. Remember, just as you are using choice and change in your life, others around you are doing the same, and that will inevitably impact your life as well. So a lot of times, though, people come for a lot of readings, and I do appreciate that because this isn't like a one-stop shop for like one reading and you're good to go. It's good to come back so we can build on the initial story of that came through your cards. And we will do that. And I think I'm going to now turn it over back to Jimbo.
That's right. We want to remind everybody, because a lot of people are listening on Blog Talk and Facebook Live possibly too, just listening only, 515-602-9676. That's the call-in number. Call in. We know it's going to be speakerphone. That's what everybody likes to default. I should say, no, it's going to be. You're going to be on your cell. You're going to want to be on speaker, especially if you've been holding. because you definitely hold on speaker. That's like a rule. Please get off speaker. By the time we start hearing your voice and everything, it can be all obliterated. We don't even understand what you're saying sometimes. It's that bad. So please take off speaker. Be super, super aware of your background noises, because those things, too, can really get out of control on our end. Simple little sounds, wind, background noises. If you're in a crowded place, sometimes it just drowns you out. The little speaker on the phone picks up a lot of that stuff that we don't want to hear.
And we can't hear you.
So those kind of things. Sit down, relax. Don't run around and multitask. Take the one time to get your 5-10 minute reading, however long it is and whatnot. Chillax.
Almost seems like a two-way radio.
Oh, it basically
where
is.
People talk at the same time,
it doesn't work.
Cancels itself out.
Like the old landlines, you actually could talk at the same time. But
so do we have any international folk?
Yes, international folks, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out.
That's right.
When the lines are open, we'll let the messenger folks that are standing by, you can messenger us now. But don't do it on your own, because we can't put you in a queue. If you call in on the regular phone number, the system's got a great queue. It'll stack you up. It's like infinity amount of callers. You can hear the show, stuff like that. So you're good. And we won't drop you. Typically, internet's the internet.
If it does, just please call
immediately
back.
Call immediately. Immediately call back. Okie dokie, let's open up the floor now. We've got the phone lines are open. So whoever the first caller is on Z Phone or on Z Messenger, Messenger is Deborah Lee. No, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And we have Julie from the UK, international shout out.
Yay, Julie. Glad to have you with us.
Da, 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 da. We got a bunch of folks in here that were interested in readings. Remember, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee prior to this. And quite a few of you are already in here. We recognize a lot of you folks. We have a caller, so do not Facebook Messenger us now, please.
But you can get in the blog talk queue.
You definitely can. Yeah, you can call any time. As a matter of fact, it would be wise to do so you can be next. Otherwise, if you wait too long to call, there might be a bunch of people ahead of you. It's hard to say.
All right,
we're going to go to our first caller, area code 404, Peach State, Georgia. 404, welcome to the Second Love Doctor Show.
Hello there. What's your first name, please?
This Tina T.
Well, hello there, Tina T.
We got a teapot on the line.
How are you
doing? Oh, I'm doing fantastic. The taxes just hit. I was like, all right, I've been up all night.
Wow.
She got her done.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've seen some of your posts. They are fantastic, what you've been posting.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going live twice a day with different people for different reasons later on. It's going to be on the page.
All right. So you're giving readings, right?
Yeah. No. Tonight, me and my friend Katana, we was going to be talking about people and their victim mentalities and how your mentality you can change your mentality, change your life instantly. And my other friend Heather After Dark, we just going to be having ladies talk about relationships.
Well, I bet that gets spicy. How can our people find you?
You can find me at Tina Teapot W. On Instagram. Twitter, Twitch, what else? Well, my Twitch is Tarot TV with T, but Instagram and Twitter is Tina Teapot W. And my TikTok too. Yeah. And Facebook is Tina Teapot Y, everything the same.
Well, it seems like you're really covering a lot of territory. That's good.
Oh yeah, I'm everywhere. Clubhouse, everything's the same. If it's not Tina Teapot W, it's Tarot TV with T.
Well, tell us, hon, what can we do for you this evening?
Okay, so you remember I had called about that basketball guy? Okay, so we made it official on Monday, honey. I was like, what? And he asked me to be in his little music video. I was in his little video dancing on him or whatever. But whatever, we made it official. And I remember I was always asking about that other Dawson guy. I remember I said, watch when he see me walk around with a 6'11 type of person, when he start being on my ass, and he was. And I was like, well, I don't care what happens. I don't care what happened an hour before my boo asked me to be my boo. Act like you don't know me. You're going to have to wait in line. So my thing is.
Yeah.
No,
go ahead.
My thing, My thing is, how does Larry feel about me? That's my basketball book.
Is Larry is he the basketball player?
My goodness.
That's the two of you are quite a good looking couple. All
right. Yeah.
That's Boo right here.
I'm trying to remember the details here. Did you guys have a private reading at all with a lot of these details came out? Okay, then I guess I am brainless.
No, it was here during the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I must not have been here. Well, not mentally, at least. My physically, I was here.
You're right. He told me I was his on Monday, so I was.
That's cool. So you say basketball guy. What does that mean specifically?
Oh, he played basketball. He played in the NBA, and then he has his own team on the Big Three too. You know, the one Ice Cube on.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
Yep, I think you really bagged the elephant here, Tina.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm. And you're his now.
Yeah, those guys usually have a good time.
Okay, what I got to tell you right up front now is there is a woman from his past. And does he have any children?
Yeah, he got some children, and he just had a child. They broke up, and he moved back into the condo that he bought when he first got in the league, and he moved her out that house that they were sharing, and her into her own spot. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need you to be very watchful, because she's out to not do physical harm, but I think she'd absolutely love to defame you.
She's a saboteur.
Oh, she is, yes. And it doesn't matter what he wants. It's what she wants.
Saboteur.
She wants him back in a big way, and she's going to go a-hunting for some ass, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you're going
to
want to just be looking over your shoulder. She's not going to do you any physical harm, but she's going to want to possibly... malign your
defame it. Especially since you have a lot of social media connections involved with what you do. She might try to attack, make up anonymous fake profiles. And say,
those kind of things. I'm the queen of anonymous pages. Half my boyfriends then block me on Instagram. I would be stalking them with that one, with my main one. You feel me? So, hey, I understand the game.
Okay, well, I don't think you have any, you're not going to fear her at all. If anything, I think she's more than met her match with you. I just want you to be aware.
Prepare for attack.
He got a music video coming out in a few weeks, and I'm on there. They got me a cameo, and they got me on there dancing with him.
Oh, my God. I want to see it.
Just us two. Just us two by ourselves. I'm like, Atlanta would never.
yes, Atlanta's a hopping place.
Well, you know, I want definitely to see more of you. I'm following your career there, Miss Tina, because I think you're going big places.
Big time.
I think that you and Larry make a heck of a great team. He worries. Here's something to bear in mind. He has hooked up with gold diggers before that he couldn't recognize right away. She's after my money.
Yeah. Well, they've learned the hard way, I'm sure, like anything.
I never for nothing.
Yeah, just put in some extra effort letting him know that it's Larry you care about, not his bank book, you know, not his pride, anything like that, because the guy is kind of gun shy from that.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Right, and then look, everywhere we go, he's like, Tina's a spiritual advisor, and then now he wants me to read people at his house.
Well,
I told him one time we was on my friend's live, and I said, guys lie to me all the time. It literally makes no sense. And they was talking about ghosting, and he's talking about ghosting equals abandonment triggers. Because he on there the live, too, with me and my friend, and his cousin happened to be a guest. So it's just me and him talking in the live. I was like, well, if a guy ghosts me, I feel like it's a higher calling on my life from God.
And definitely there is. And Larry
then the next
real.
Day. Then the next day he invited me out for the weekend, you know, to a party and stuff. And then later on, that's when he made it official.
Well, you know, Tina, you're also networking amongst all these people. Watch yourself really start hitting the big time, because they're going to tell their friends. It's going to get around.
Right. I've been walking in big name. I've been walking in big people's parties out here that's like really moving and shaking out here in LA with casting and things. And they like, wait, who's the spiritual advisor? We all done had a drink, but I always keep a deck of cards in my purse.
I think Larry may want to move kind of fast to nail you down with marriage. So
I'll take it.
It's a whirlwind romance. She said she'll take it.
I'll take it. Yep, and I know. My auntie said if somebody proposed to you, say yes, because everybody ain't getting no ring. Hello.
You're going
to... I was like, I ain't trying to have no baby, but if it come, I ain't saying that. I ain't getting rid of it. You
Well, I feel he's got his heart in the right place for you. I really think that you have some great offers that are going to come your way. And by God, you deserve it, Tina. I can see a little about your past. You deserve this. This is your time.
Thank you. I woke up one day and stuck everything in the past because I don't know them people no more. And the people thought they knew me, they don't know me. And I don't care no way. And if I ever went to jail and my mugshot pop up, just know it's about my money and I'll do it again. So I don't care about none of that.
You could get on the stage and be a comedian too. You really have good humor. You really do.
I did that before too. It was scary. 150 people looking at me and I'm looking at me. I'm like, yeah.
You just keep on keeping on and you join us more often when you have a question about a certain person, but in the meantime, watch out for that baby mama. She's on your tail.
Stand by for her.
Because I comment on all the booze pages. I don't care. I'm one of them. I ain't got no shame in my game. If he busy, I'm still hitting him up. I'm just one of the people. I call it go get your man. You feel me? I don't know what shame is when it comes to that.
Well, I really think you are what Larry has been waiting for. And he is going to really make you his queen. You're going to be a queen, girl.
Like, I knew something was going on. All these tap messages from them 8 to the Jersey number to my house. So I did my, I was like, just find me a husband, spirit, December 14th, right? And then after he made it official, it was 314. That's my building number. But he sent a love song, and that love song was made December 14th last year. I was like, oh, my God. It was released last year. I was like, look at all that.
There's definitely marriage highlighted between the two of you. So I wouldn't be surprised to hear you're engaged.
I'm saying, yeah, let's go, boo. Let's go, boo. Hello. Well, ain't nothing out here but jail CDs and babies. Just don't interfere with the tarot lifestyle. You feel me? I can do that in the crib like I've been doing.
Well, just keep doing what you're doing. Just be Tina Teapot and you watch.
That's right. Keep on, keep on.
That's right. And we want to hear from you again real soon, okay? Please call
us again. Okay, then. I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you so much.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, she is just a ball of energy.
Yeah, never has not been.
And if any of you are on my Facebook page, you would likely see posts from Tina Teapot. And I'm telling you, this girl just goes out in the world and she just makes things happen. She all of a sudden up and moved to Los Angeles and said she was going to get herself a player, and I think she did.
Yeah, she was
a basketball player.
She had no fear in that move.
No, and I think that's the way we got to go about our futures.
You do, but, you know, it's just the troubled times and you worry about the negative, the risk-reward, you know. But, yeah, you're right.
Well, if you've already got nothing to lose.
Well, if you got nothing to lose,
then
that's a simple.
Take your shot.
That's very simple.
Yeah, you may as well take your shot.
Yeah, I mean,
got me all, like, tingly and sparkly.
All right, let's
that's
remind
your
everybody,
energy.
515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. I think we got a few people here in the Facebook Live viewing area. And if you can't call in, everything's open, so you can messenger us at Deborah Lee right now. So we will wait for either the first phone call or the first messenger.
Or if you prefer, since we're running slow, go ahead and put your question on the Facebook Live.
we'll take the first question, not me. It has to be the actual question.
And we're broadcasting live in streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Yeah, and the ones that are on right now watching, it's a 20-30 second delay. So we shall stand by. Yeah.
And this happens. You know, not everybody. Well, there's my girl.
We know who that is.
This is my Canada girl. Hello there. Hello. Well, look at you.
Hi.
Finally, right? You made it.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else is trying to. Okay.
What's,
are you there?
Yes.
Not now to her.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Back up. Sorry, Suzanne, you were a little bit late, but stand by.
Stand by, we'll have you calling.
Suzanne from the Land of Mary.
Well, tell us, Jeanette, how are things going?
Things are going really well. I kind of feel like a juggler, though. I've got a lot of balls in the air. And
well, and maybe not enough hands to catch them, but, you know, you just do what you can do. And did you tell me you had COVID?
No.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. I hear there's another bad one coming in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Apparently it's pretty easy to catch, too.
Oh, boy.
Where's the all?
And one thing, I had a conversation with my doctor yesterday, and he said depression is turning out to be a big after effect of COVID. And people not think that they're losing their minds, you know, or, I mean, sure, if you're having any kind of serious, like, suicidal thoughts or anything like that, of course you should go get help.
Always when in doubt, you do that.
It's not that you are going crazy or anything. It's likely you had COVID, because I've had bouts with this, too. You just don't want to do anything.
Because we are not medical experts, everybody.
Right.
So everybody that's watching, we are not doctors. We do not give medical or psychological advice, but still medical, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, bring us up to date. Aren't you going on a vacation, or what's happening?
Vacations, actually. Next week, we're having a birthday party for my new sister.
Oh.
And then in June, I'm going to Nova Scotia, and it's a surprise visit for one of my other sisters. And then I'm planning a sort of girls' weekend get-together for my other sister's birthday in September. So, yeah, a lot going on.
I think that's the way to do it, though. Otherwise, we remember, we got so used to living a solitary life. That we need to kickstart ourselves and get back into the world, get reacquainted with the people we used to, you know, hang out with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these cheap airlines that don't offer any extra frills, they're offering some pretty good deals right now. So take advantage of that.
Oh, that's great. Everybody, did you hear that? The El Cheapo No Frills Airlines are offering some real good deals. So let's go ahead, and if we want to travel somewhere, let's make it happen. Right.
Word up on that, dog.
What can I do for you today?
All in all, I just want to know how all these plans are going to work out, because we're still waiting on some details and nail them all down.
All right.
And also my one sister, we had a bit of a conversation today. So I just want to know how that's going to go.
Is that the one that was resentful that she wasn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she becoming more accepting?
I think so. But
go ahead.
She had plans for something that she called and talked to me about it, and it shouldn't shock me. Nothing that she ever says or does should shock me, but she caught me off guard. But we worked through it and moved on, I hope.
Has she met the new sister yet?
Not yet. Next week.
Oh, that ought to be an interesting week.
Yeah. No, it'll be fine.
Well, it has to be, right?
Now, you know she's outspoken.
Hey, what are you
going to
do?
Your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That one?
Yeah, you may have to.
That's the understatement, Deborah.
You might have to keep her on a bit on a short leash, only because I'm perceiving you getting rather angry. Now, she's trying to come from a place of love, but I feel like she's going to make a comment that is passive-aggressive, and it's going to come off very hurtful towards your sister. So just, you may have to babysit that one sister.
Okay.
Brunhilde, I guess we could call.
Did you warn the other one of what to expect?
That's a good question.
I try to be very subtle about it.
You might want to get right to the point.
Their relationship, but she's got a heads up.
Yeah, okay. You might want to say, yeah, don't be so shocked if you hear some things that are kind of out there. That's just the way this one rolls or something like that.
And she's jealous. There's a sense of jealousy there. It appears to be over the fact that this new sister has been embraced and accepted so quickly.
Yeah.
And she feels like an outsider.
Like, who am I? What am I? Chop liver?
Yeah, without her realizing she brings on a lot of her own.
Why wasn't I part of this initial thing?
Yeah.
I'm so important.
Well, you only get out of a relationship what you put into it, right?
That's right. Garbage in, garbage out. That's roger that.
And you're going to be the new, and probably already are, the new sister's favored family member. You and her.
We're a lot alike and we get along, so that's...
And you share a kinship that I think goes back several lifetimes if you're into that kind of thing. But the two of you, have...
What about the September? Do you see anything about that get-together for birthday?
And do you have anyone waiting?
We do, but I think you should finish this.
To give her the time off before she books the flight.
They want, they can wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this, which sister is this?
This is my eldest sister.
Boy, a lot of girls.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And she wants to come along. What is this?
I invited her and her daughter to fly up to Nova Scotia.
September.
Sister's birthday.
This is in September, correct?
September.
Yeah.
And what, you want to know if they will? Or what are you wanting? That?
Well, Sherry's waiting to see if she gets the time off.
Oh, that, okay.
And that's the only thing standing in our way.
Okay, well, 6 months from now, so that's at least that's a pretty
good
notice.
She had a good
head,
you know.
Yeah, that is more than normal people get.
Your boss doesn't think so.
Well, you want me to get time off 6 years from now? You know, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he says, we're short-handed and I can't find any good candidates to hire.
Well, you know what? It'd be like, well, you got 6 months to do it there, Bubba.
That's so,
yeah. If you can't do it in 6 months, what kind of boss are you?
Well, you know,
the boss should be able to find somebody in 6 months to take care of that.
Well, the thing is, people that really hold their jobs precious.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, I would never say that if I didn't want to get fired. I'm just saying, us outsiders, that's what you want to say to that guy. It's like, really? Come on, dude. Yeah, I understand. What do you got?
Right now, I say no. But if she really tries to butter him up, not by, you know, anything unsavory.
No, I'm just...
But I mean...
Work well, do your job well, mention it occasionally, hey, I'm still looking to get that, it's very important, blah, blah, blah.
Is she like a real key player in the business?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's probably the problem then, yeah.
A year or so, but...
I
don't think there's a lot of employees. So.
How long,
the problem there, yeah.
How long would you be gone?
How long will she be gone
from
work?
Yeah, to go.
Less than a week.
Well, come on.
Now the dude's being, now he's not retarded because I want to be polite. Now he's being unreasonable.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, if she had COVID, she'd be off for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, that'd be something if she just happened to get sick right around then, instead of getting that time off.
I think if she's, tries to be really sweet to him and manipulates him. Gee, you look good today. You know what I mean?
Whoa. Or just say, this business is running really good. You're doing a good job as a boss.
That's a good one.
But not too much because it's obvious that just every so often.
But I think 6 months is a good amount of leeway.
Plenty of time for any business on earth.
So I think
fingers crossed that it's all going to work out.
I think it's going to, and I think that you should use a law of attraction. You know, manifest. Okay. She is going to be able to come with us.
Glass half full.
Yeah. And she could embellish things like it's really important for my daughter to be acquainted more with the family, right?
Yeah.
Instead of
yeah.
She needs to build stronger bond.
To remind them, this isn't some kind of bachelorette party in Vegas.
Yeah,
this
don't
is like
say
a
that.
Real, very important thing, you know.
Yes, this is a family bonding.
Yeah, we're not going out to play craps in Vegas or anything.
No, you're going to be baptized in the waters off.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah. John the Baptist is coming there. He's a special guest.
It's weird. It's really kind of weird and ironic. I have another client. She's going up there in September. That must be the time to
go. Where are we going again, Nova?
She's going to Nova Scotia,
that's what
too.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Beautiful place.
I've never been there.
Me neither.
All right. Well, she's one step ahead of me.
You'll have to come back and give us a full briefing.
Lots of pictures.
We'd love that. Well, it's
all right.
Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
have a good night, you too.
You're so welcome. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh.
What did you do?
I did the bad thing.
Oh, no. We might have to replace you.
I hung up on Suzanne. Please call back. She will. Suzanne's really good. So we're not taking any Messenger right now.
I thought she tried to call through Messenger.
And then she said it would be better to call through the phone line. I said, of course it would. And then I hung up on her.
All right. Well, but stop doing that.
I get confused between the two platforms. Well, the call's done. I went click. I was like, oh.
Do you have anybody from the UK with us?
We did. But I don't know if Julie's there. But
okay.
Anyway, Suzanne,
yeah.
Suzanne, please call back. Messenger, phone lines, iFubard.
Well, you could do
She's here right now. Hang on.
You could do your... Oh,
nope.
Okay. Never mind.
Real quick, Suzanne, before we take your call, we want to do our little halfway point fine. We want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment, informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. Also, remind everybody, the number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the best way to call in because... You can get in a queue, and no, nothing bad will happen like me hanging up on you by accident. That'll never happen, ever.
Oh,
and,
right,
and if we have a lull, Facebook, the folks that can't call in for whatever reason, we'll let Messenger open up, or we even go to the Facebook Live here. So, all right, Suzanne from the Land of Mary, what you got?
Hi. I just want to say hello. How are you all today?
Oh, I think we're kind of on fire tonight.
And my apologies for kicking you to the curb on the phone lines.
I know. I thought it was me. I was like, darn, I tried the other thing, then I tried here.
No, I was 100%
and I just didn't get it.
That was all.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
and then
I couldn't hear you because every time I go to anything else, I lose the audio, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. But, hey, we're here now.
We got you now.
All is well.
That's right. I just would like an update.
Okay. Can you bring us up to date? Like,
yeah.
How are you?
Remind us.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually am doing very well. I just was wanting it more about the, my spiritual work and the road that I'm on. I feel like things are starting to happen a little bit more, and I just wanted to see how you felt about it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to lay out your cards. Anybody new who's listening, wondering what I'm doing or if you're watching, I'm using a 24-card layout rather than just a random draw of a few cards. Really like to see the whole picture.
Sure.
And if I see anything that's especially noteworthy, I'll bring that out.
Yeah, that's one thing is well, as she's doing these cards, and it's great that you ask a specific question. That's the best thing to do, especially if you're a new person. But if she sees something on the slide, she's not going to not tell you about it. Especially if it's really important or really ominous.
Like on Monday's
really
show, I saw it was unrelated to a woman's reading pertaining that I saw her, was it losing her pocketbook or it was...
Something that could involve an identity issue, purse, pocketbook, or some kind of piece of important information, yes.
So whenever I see that, I always alert the person getting the reading.
Yeah,
because
right now you have the opportunity to make that not happen. By being aware and taking precautions, right?
When it happens to, I had it happen to me probably 20-some years ago.
Everybody hates that.
Oh, my gosh. You don't realize what you carry with you. I had pictures of my great-grandmother that are now gone forever. My children had made me little trinkets.
Sure. And do you also remember back then, you had to sit down and physically call 800 numbers that can cancel every single credit card or whatever card. Now... You can do it. Some of them you can do 90% of them online.
Yeah, you can.
All right.
Back then, no.
Back to Suzanne.
All right. Let's see. I would like to ask you, Suzanne, if there are certain methodologies or what's another good word? That you're following.
A platform,
yeah,
if you want to call
learning
it a platform.
From,
yeah.
I'm wondering, have you been studying different...
Do you have a specific discipline?
That's a great word.
Yeah, I have been studying mediumship.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And also some healing.
Wonderful. Because I am seeing that eventually... Let's call it your portfolio, okay? It's going to be multi, you're going to have a multi-practice, all right?
Well, which is a good thing.
Several, different modalities, there's a word, to bring to your clients. And I wanted to know if you are actually, I asked your cards, is Dan in the right direction toward achieving great success in the future.
Is she on the right path?
Oh, absolutely.
And the cards say, yow.
And they say, they're also saying, don't worry if you find yourself in a place not sure of which direction to go. Sort of like in The Wizard of Oz, where I think she came to this, like, fork in the road, and she didn't know whether to go left or right, or just let your own spirit be your guide.
Trust the guide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if it can't make up a mind, go both ways.
And sometimes they say, if you can't make up your mind, and no matter what they say, sometimes it doesn't matter.
Right, which way you go.
Which way you go, because each one is going to get you ultimately some place down where you need to go. If you get, if you're at the point where you really can't make your mind, then there's probably a reason.
I'd like to suggest something to you and to others who would like to find a really good academic path toward a spiritual future of this type with all different types of practices and modalities. I did attend the, now I want to make sure I get this right, the University of Metaphysical Sciences. And they made it very reasonable. I was in that school for 3 years, I believe. And I learned about, so many things, and the projects were just awesome to work on, and you actually do come out of it with a credential, and you can become ordained through their
their program.
It's spiritual, right? It's not really religious, but spiritual.
Yeah, right. It was a big.
I learned a lot about Buddhism,
like the same, but
Hinduism. Learned how to do certain mediumship things. How to bring healing through vision. If you ever get a thought, go look at it. Like I said, it's very reasonable. The people, the professors are absolutely awesome, and you can work at your own pace. So University of Physical Sciences.
Yeah, sure, and they know a lot of times that people are coming in not knowing a path. That's why they expose them to everything.
Oh, you do.
Because then they don't know, and then they might finally say, oh, that seems to be the thing that interests me. That's why they have to tell you everything.
You learn about healing the inner child. You learn also how to meditate. I always thought meditation was bogus. I thought, come on.
Well, you saw the jokes in the 70s. Like people going,
with their
little incense in the background.
I got to tell you, meditation opened doors for me that in terms of healing and insight and just enjoying the world and the world beyond this one. It was almost like I was taking a drug. But it did help me to find real healing between myself and my father who had passed away. So anyway, University of Metaphysical Sciences, and I received nothing. I am not an affiliate.
And you know what? Every single thing we talk about on here, we don't have any affiliates. We don't have any contracts.
No,
we're not making a dime for mentioning anybody. It's just trying to help everybody out.
Suzanne, you're going to find some special zones as you go forward. One I feel is helping women who have become addicted to drugs or alcohol. They may even be incarcerated from what I see here, that you could become a big influence. Because remember, Alcoholics Anonymous isn't a fit for everybody.
Right.
And they may need a different source for that, for the healing that they need. I see that. I also see you working with the survivors of suicide. There is something here about men teaching. What I'm hearing is you're going to teach them how to love in a healthy way. So you've got a lot of great topics coming and people that are going to come forward. I see two women and I also see two men that I could feel you. I mean, I feel you are part of a like touring group, you know. You're still working now, correct? Still have a job?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Is your husband working also?
He is, but his job is really not very stable at the moment because, you know, with sales and stuff, things are really starting to...
Yeah. Well, when the time comes, I think it'd be marvelous if you gave him a position in working with you, maybe as the... accountant handling your financial.
Oh, I would love that. Yep.
Or maybe since he's a salesman and he has the ability to promote and sell things, maybe a promotional type person.
Like in marketing.
Like a pitch man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could bring him into this and he could be very, very helpful to the others.
Yeah.
But I see a really nice group coming together professionally and you will go on touring dates and do seminars and keep that out there on the horizon and work yourself.
I wonder if it's the group that I'm working with on TikTok.
Oh, you're working with a group.
What do you think?
I just started talking to them. I'm not doing readings or anything, but I'm learning things from them and just like being part of the conversation. I've been on lives with them a couple of times, that kind of thing.
Are these women?
Well, there's some women and some men. There's about 12, but there's two women and one man that I know, like, by name. They know me and I know them by name. That's
The two women for sure. I'm seeing a very strong bond developing.
Yeah, what's that called?
This right here is sure to come true.
Bada bing, bada bang.
That's my favorite designation in the whole layout.
If those that are watching on Facebook can pretty much see 99% of it.
It's the last. It's the last trio of cards.
And if you're not watching on Facebook Live, every single show at the conclusion of the show gets posted on the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And you can go down to the video section and see all the shows forever. Well, as much as Facebook will allow
forever. Nice pitch.
Well, it's
like
good for people that, you know.
To know they can.
We've had a lot of folks that have gotten disconnected for one reason or other at the end of their reading and didn't get it. But, you know, they can go back and get it.
I really think, Suzanne, you're working towards your true future. And there is a point where the two of you are not going to be doing an established J-O-B. You're going to be out doing your true calling.
It's a career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way the world's going, people are going to need it more than ever. So
I'm super excited about it. I'm ready to go. I just keep, you know, waiting. But I keep knowing it's in God's time, and I've got to wait.
The old patience thing.
And, you know, sometimes if you're feeling that you know, feeling very, not spiritual, but very intuitive about your own future path, sit down and write down things like women struggling with drugs and alcohol. Write down all these different topics that could be things that you could focus on. And, you know, don't discount things like internet radio and television or even actual cable television.
Discount nothing. Everything's open. Everything's on the board. Everything's a possibility.
Because your group that you ultimately establish, I could see you front running a show. Imagine this now, where say you're driving around with a passenger van and the show is they stop and pick up somebody, like say a girl that you can tell she's out there and she is street walking. And you ask her, is this really what you want to do with your life? And she's like, no, it's not. And you say, get in. This van's taking you to a whole new life. And then we'd get to weekly follow the paths of these people, going through all these different healings and learning how to incorporate it into a whole new life for themselves. I mean, come on, we can only watch before the 90 days or the 90-day fiancé and all of that and the little people, all these shows that are on TV. Eventually, mm-hmm. we have to reel ourselves back into reality. And I could see you being in charge of things like that. So
wow, you
are definitely on your way, and I remember your first cards in the very beginning. And boy, have these taken on light and energy. There's no doubt in my mind you're gonna go where you need to be, and it's going to be extremely profitable, secure, and also be ready for some big time fame. Big time fame.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
That's exciting. Thank you.
Well, I think you've opened your arms to embrace this type of future. And I've told people before, be careful when you open those arms wide, because there's a floodgate that can open and boom, it's all coming at you. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
So, wow.
So you keep calling
Thank
us.
You.
We love
you. I will.
All right, hon.
Our neighbor to the north.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, hon. You're welcome.
Bye.
Yep.
Goodbye for now.
Yes. So anyway, woo, I get, you know, after we do these readings, it really, you've said too, that you get this sense of it being energized.
Yeah, it all depends on the reading. Some of them are these type of readings where people are like in their future, their path. Yeah. Those do get you feeling good. Some people have those other kind of love clandestine, he said, she said, somebody in the past readings. You're like, you know.
Because
anything goes on here.
There are even lessons to be learned from those kinds.
Well, from everything. I think life is all about learning lessons. It's just that 90% of the people put their blinders on and don't realize they're learning lessons when they keep doing the same stupid things they should have done.
For one thing, when I teach this method, and as you get higher in the education involved, I have the students start doing readings on different notable celebrities, world leaders, and boy, it's amazing what you find out behind that, like say, flawless facade that they present to the public. You see what's really going on.
All right, true that. All right, we have time left in our show. Lines and messengers open, but don't call us now because we're going to go to Alicia has stepped up.
Alicia.
We know Alicia. She said she would like a general please, more towards adult kids or anything you get. Thanks. So she would like a general reading kind of focused on the adult children. That's the theme of that.
And let's put this out there. I can do something more generalized after I'm familiar with you and
Alicia
your
Alicia is not a stranger, right?
Right.
Right.
It's when you're brand new and I don't have that connection.
Yeah. You know, don't remember the old days and especially those black and white movies with a gypsy with a crystal ball. Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, that's not going to happen here where they just walked up and she told them everything.
I see a tall, dark stranger
yeah, they just like,
in your future.
Yep. They just were like, oh, I know everything just by my one crystal ball reading. And a lot of memory was like some of them were so old. It was the old silent movies with the guy with the piano and then they put the thing across the screen. Yep. Which was funny is like, it's funny we went full circle. That's kind of like closed caption. They didn't even know what was closed caption back then, isn't it?
It really is. I wonder if any of those people were alive today, if they would wonder what planet they're on.
I bet there's a few that were very young back in those days that have seen closed caption. Because closed caption has been out for a while. And they're probably like, and they laughed at us for doing that silent movie stuff. And then we went to sound and look what we got. All right, Alicia, you are up next. We want to remind everybody at the show, we have the lines are open. That number is 515-602-9676. There's still a little bit of time. We can get another reading after this. You can Skype that same number if you would like, or you can Messenger Deborah Lee after this reading. All right.
Okay, first off, I want to tell you, Alicia, you have the earmarkings of being such a wonderful mother. I mean, I feel that even if though they're grown up, which I believe they are, she mentions about adult children.
Adult children, and she said, oh, health relationship. I'm not sure.
Well, I feel that you were a hands-on mommy as much as you possibly could be, and I relate to that because I used to say to my children, do you really think I wouldn't have liked a, you know, big, fabulous career, but I wanted to be here for you. So hopefully someday they realize.
You weren't mommy dearest, you mean?
No, why you're hangers.
That's right.
You got to eat your meat. You got to eat your steak. I really feel, though, that as you go through time, you're going to receive back so much in the way of tenderness and love and attention and, you know, all the things that somebody, when they're finally find themselves in their rocking chair, are really going to need. You know, really need. There's a reason sometimes why people sit in these retirement homes and nobody comes to see them.
Because that is the bed they made their entire life.
Pretty much.
Yep.
I also see that there is a fun-loving member of your family that you enjoy very much. They laugh. They're like the clown with tears behind that clown face. And there's a lot of anguish there.
22 daughter, 20 son.
Yeah.
I think she's told us, but I'm glad. Yeah. I forget, so I'm glad. We appreciate that.
I think it's likely your son. And it looks like he may not open up about it to the extent that he really should. The Nine of Spades is a card of deep, agony, suffering. And I feel that though he puts on a happy face, that doesn't describe your son, then think of another close family member and try to give them as much time as you can to what?
Well, you got to finish them.
Yeah, to give them attention, talk.
How's their health at times? There are some things I worry about with that, their health, actual health. Both of them, apparently.
Oh, well, both of your kids?
And
mm-hmm.
shout out. The Mary from the land of Ire. I always wave her because she gives a little wave emoji thing. All right, Mary. All right, we're on the final stretch here. 6 minutes left.
I don't see particularly anything health-wise. Excuse me.
Okay, that's good.
That would be a big red flag.
No big giant concerns. We all have little health issues, right?
I
life.
Think for him, though, it's kind of a mental health issue.
There's
a lot of that going around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plus, there's a lot of awareness going around, too, about it.
There is.
Yeah.
So,
like, people think 30 years ago, there was nobody had mental health issues. Well, there was no awareness.
Right. And I want to warn everybody. You know, we see all these commercials for, take this supplement. Oh, you need this herbal. This one's going to turn you into.
Pharmaceutical companies looking for the cha-ching.
This one will turn you into a genius, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I think there are a lot of side effects that are going to erode actual good mental health.
Well, and they put those side effects in like
yeah,
0.1 font for 1 second at the bottom of the
commercial. You're talking about prescription medicine.
No, not even prescription. The supplements on TV I watch in the infomercials.
Well, we got to be careful with that because it can really alter your personality.
No.
Do we have time? Oh, but
yes,
anyway,
hon.
Alicia, come again and be here
just
earlier
real quick.
So I can give you time. All right, so I can give you time.
Daniel, stand by while we wrap up this reading.
All right, honey. I really think, though, you're a good mother. You have good instincts. And I think your children learned a lot from you as they were growing up. But remember now, they're in their 20s. Daniel, don't listen. They're in their 20s, and they all think they're bulletproof. And that they know everything, and we just somehow dumb-effed our way.
Yep, we're idiots.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's going to be okay. And call again so we can be more specific. Thank you, hon. I have to turn now to Danielle.
So Danielle's on.
Before we call it a night.
Yeah.
Hey there, darling. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Well, we've had a really great day and night.
Well,
thanks for asking. Now, tell us what we're going to do your reading on.
Okay, I have an update. Remember about the dog?
Yes.
I got. They gave me an offer.
Whoa! So
Danielle.
I'm so happy. But it's the one in Amarillo, so like I might have to move.
Yep. I saw that in your reading.
That's the business you're in. It's,
yeah.
Those people move around a lot in that business, and you have to be okay with that.
Are you scared?
Yeah. I'm excited. I just got to make sure, you know, I get all my ducks in a row so I can move because they want to move in April.
That's when they want you?
That's
soon. Yes, in April 18th.
Honey,
me like a...
let me ask you, do you like the offer or do you wish it was more?
I like it. Like, I know, you know, I'm... beginning and I'm just like trying to get my foot in the door and I feel pretty positive about it. So
you know what?
I've gotten
Go do this. Did you want me to look at how it's gonna be or
the move or what do you want
to I just wanted you to look into it just to see, you know, whatever, you know, feelings you get and whatever.
How far is that
check
from
on it?
From where you live, how far?
Amarillo by
like
morning.
Two hours at the most, an hour and a half.
That's nothing.
Especially in that state.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a giant state. That is like 2.5 times the size of Japan, if I'm not mistaken.
the entire country
of Japan.
It is huge if you've ever driven across it. Oh, my goodness.
That is a big bad boy.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see. Now, do you remember all that stuff I used to tell you about... I think it was about her job, that there would be jealous people and stuff. You just act like it's water off a duck's back, honey. Remember,
okay. You
are entering a very competitive job field.
And she's smart. If the initial offer was acceptable and you understand that it's a foot in the door and in your business, that...
And I did ask for a... increase in the relocation fee, and they gave me an increase, and then they added $40 a month, and he said that would be like a stipend for like any internet bills or like a phone.
Oh my gosh! Do you get to work from their station?
Yes, I would work at their station.
Are you going to be playing tunes, or are you going to be a talk show host?
I would be reporting because it's at a news station at position that I applied for?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm looking at your cards. And remember now, and you know this already with your, you've got the experience of college and your work. Don't be affected by constructive criticism, okay? Because I feel that they're gonna want to make you better.
Well, that business is all about criticism.
Yeah.
That business anyway. That's what it is, you know.
So don't feel like they're picking at you or you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I think I need that because, you know, I've been doing here at the station, but, like, I want something challenging because I did enjoy the interview process. Like, I had to write some stories. I had to give me some prompts. Like, it's kind of been like a, you know, a long interview process because Marvel was asking me all about it because I had to, like, submit stories. Like, I had to submit recordings on myself. And then, you know, I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh, Danielle, I am so proud of you.
It's the first step.
No, I've known this girl, honestly, for years. Through the show.
Many moons.
Now,
many
let
moons.
Me ask you. What was your major in college?
It's creative media industries under mass communications.
Now, isn't that kind of in the same ballpark a little bit?
Yes. I had a lot of, it's like a broad, you know, because you can do so much with creative media.
Sure.
And then I was at the College of Mass Communication. So, like, I had so many classes just in different things, like reporting, radio, just being able to, like, fluctuate and, like, being able to adapt for different industries that you can, you know, get jobs with, learning, you know, technology, communication,
absolutely.
Or anything.
You know, I've got to tell you, in your cards, it has always been the sky's the limit for you, meaning it's endless how far you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna right now make a prediction, my dear, that you are going to be on one of the leading markets in radio, but we're going to say 5 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and even the places that take these young people on, they know that typically they're going to move on. Everybody, the industry is in such big flux. It is what it is, but they know they also need these young people to come in and do these things. So it's
now,
a win-win for both of them.
Now, do you want the big news?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What a mistake, or not.
You're going to find your husband there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, how's that? That's going to make it hard to leave there. Then,
no. He's going to not work at the station.
Oh.
But he's going,
gotcha.
He's going to meet the man who will say, let's go. Okay.
In that area.
Yes.
Not in that business.
And he, I believe, is moving there also for his type of job.
But not
but
that place.
You're going to...
Like, kind of like maybe
the
same situation, like
so.
A job opportunity to bring him there.
Yes.
But not a media guy, right?
He's not a media guy
that
I feel.
But just whatever field he's in.
Yeah,
it's
could
kind
be,
of thing, you know,
yeah, could be engineering.
Well, you may be invited, right, to a retirement party or, you know, some kind of gathering. He'll be there. He's in the process of making a relocation change also.
Awesome. Oh,
and
wow.
That's the connection then.
I'm excited when you got, you know, good cards, nothing, you know, nothing crazy, nothing scary.
Nothing scary. And lots of people, I got to tell you, you live in Texas, so you already know. But my Navy son is a Navy recruiter. He's over by Midland, Texas. And he said he has never met such nice people in all his life. He travels to San Antonio. He has to go to Houston sometimes. And he said, boy, Texas is full of nothing but good people.
Yeah, it's a big state.
I think that's very true. Like,
cause,
you know, I'm from here. And I think that's true. Like, we're friendly. Like, we have a, you know, friendly nature.
And, you know, the thing is, of course, you've got that bad element, just like everybody does.
Every state does. I don't care how tiny or how giant you are.
With the drugs and the gangs.
There's neighborhoods you never want to visit ever in your entire life.
But
just stay away from them, that's all.
And let the station help guide you into a good neighborhood to move into.
True that.
I was going to mention that they even sent me, you know, like whenever they sent me the offer, they also sent an attachment of some apartments, and then they gave me a list of, they have some, I guess they partnered up with some apartment places, and they even offer a discount rated price if you work there.
That's a good organization.
Wow.
So I think that you have chosen wisely that they are that good to give you that kind of a red carpet treatment for a new person.
And Danielle, if they ever are looking for something that has entertainment value, they have a time slot, boy. Don't forget about us. I would love.
Right. I know. I'm excited. Cause I've been really wanting to, I'm excited to learn different things. Like, I love being here at the radio station, but, like, I'm excited I'll get to, like, learn the newsroom atmosphere and kind
absolutely.
Of, like, more writing and more reporting. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and in your field, you are going to have to be willing to relocate
eventually.
Many times in your life until you really attain a position of authority.
And that woman...
It is what it is.
Delilah, if anybody remembers her, who used to do that love show.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember her.
She said she had to move 13 times in her career.
Oh, when you watch all these people on your local news, those people, a lot of them are never from here, or if they are from here, they go elsewhere.
I have to ask you.
I'm excited.
Danielle, I have to ask you, how did your mom feel about it?
She's excited. She was like, oh my
she's
God, cool. Like, you know, she was just, during the whole interviewing process, I was like, pray for me. Like, I get nervous.
Sure.
I get a little nervous when I interview. So I was just like, you know, she's just been encouraging and supportive. And
well,
like that.
That's
you know,
the thing, people. When a door is meant to open for you, it opens. You don't have to beat, you know, the door to death. This girl opens for her. And I knew or felt so strongly that I think I jokingly said, I'm going to eat these 52 cards if it doesn't happen. And I'm very glad I don't have to, because these playing cards really are not my
diet. They're plastic coated. I mean, it would probably be really bad for us chemically.
It would hurt yourself. It would hurt your stomach.
Yeah,
oh,
classic
Danielle,
yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm glad we took your call.
Danielle,
and we're going to have to call it a night, but honey,
yes, thank you so much.
We could not be happier.
We extended
thank
the show
so
just
much.
For
thank
her.
Thank you for yes. making time for me. I was like, you know, trying to hurry out of work.
Aww,
we got the feeling that we needed to extend the show for you, so
Jim
we did extend it. We got the feeling.
We got to extend the show.
The fact that you that we called in when you did is like, yeah, I think we should extend it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Aww.
But yes, I appreciate your readings and your time. And y'all just, you know, confirming everything and just makes me feel better about the decision.
Oh, it's going to be terrific.
So when would you actually relocate? Have they nailed it down to a specific date yet?
So starting date, it says April 18th or April 19th. It's that Monday after Easter.
What gives you time? Have you told your existing station?
No, I mean, I've mentioned, like, off the record, me and my supervisor, like, her and I are really close. So off the record, we talk, you know, like, not work.
Understand.
And she's mentioned to me, she's spoken to me about she's been applying to other.
That's
there
the
you
business.
Go.
That's
yeah.
the business
so,
it is. That
it
is the
so
business.
We kind of just talked here and there. And so I'm just going to follow up back with her, like, I have been interviewing since February, so. I'll let her know, like, hey, you know, that place I was mentioning, they actually did give me an offer. Like, I want to, you know, give her some time because I just don't want to, like, leave, you know. So
No, give them a couple, say,
oh, no, yeah.
Say 2 weeks minimum, maybe a little bit longer, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so hopefully, and I think she'll be supportive, too, because I know she wants to, I think she's saying also, like, she wants to grow. She wants to go different
places. Sure.
Yes. You want to leave on good terms,
Danielle,
because you're building a resume.
See if your mom can go apartment hunting with you.
Yes.
She's got a pretty good job, though.
She has friends in Amarillo and all my dad's
friends.
Oh,
look at that.
And the very busy girl, though.
I know.
You know,
in the next couple of days or something, we can do a trip down there and figure it out.
I feel so glad. Now, I want to mention to you sometime coming up, it'll be likely after you have moved. I'm going to be traveling down there. Jim is too. We're going to go see a son of mine who is transferring back from Japan, and he's going to Fort Hood. It's by, Killian? Is that Killian?
I said, oh, well, I have to make time and we'll have to visit.
Well, there you go. Anybody down that way, we're going to have a party. And we'll have some fun.
Caramba.
All right, honey, we got a dash now, but
all right, bye. Thank y'all so much.
Right?
You made my whole week. Thank
glad
you, honey.
Glad you squeaked in.
Yep. Bye-bye now. Good luck. She doesn't need it.
No, well, she's making her own luck. And they say that people that got their S together make their own luck.
They're shiz.
They just don't know that they're making
shiznet.
Their own luck. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's time to wrap.
Yes, everybody. Thank you so much. If anybody's still with us, we'll be here again on Friday with the Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. These two shows, Wednesday and Friday, on Blog Talk Radio, are for the overflow that we get from newsforthesoul.com. When we do our show on Mondays, we often can't get to everybody. So we will look for you. Take care, everybody.
Yep.
We love you.